This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about making deposits beyond my checking account. Of course, I can remember those days when all I would think about was what cash or maybe paycheck was being deposited into my account. And I certainly remember the days of paying bills and there wasn't a whole lot left over in my checking account. But today I'm thinking about a different kind of deposit, one that is made into our spiritual bank account. It's that form of anonymous giving, random acts of kindness, the sacrifice we make for loved ones. And sometimes, you know, we do these acts and while we can see the actual balance in our checking account, we may not be also certain as to what our balance may look like in our spiritual account. But I was thinking about that and thinking about what the scripture teaches us, such as God knew us before we were even in the womb. He knew the hairs on our head. So certainly he knows the spiritual deposit that we are making daily in the lives of others. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Abraham's servant who approached Rebekah for a drink of water. And not only did she make a trip for him, but she made several trips to provide water for his camels. It was that act of kindness that turned that one servant girl into a woman who would have her own servants one day as she would become a part of Abraham's family. So the same way God responded to Rebekah's goodness is the same way he'll respond to ours. So let us cling to these words. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over will be put into your lap. Luke 6:38. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, make that spiritual deposit knowing God is keeping your ledger.